Victims recovered. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The bodies of two of the six members of a construction crew that plunged into the Patapsco River after a cargo ship caused the collapse of Baltimore's Key Bridge have been found.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore said the task amid tragedy is simple.
We need to bring a sense of closure and comfort to the families.
Not long after divers went in the water Wednesday, State Police Commandant Roland Butler said fears became real when a red pickup truck was found.
Divers recovered two victims of this tragedy trapped within the vehicle.
Four other victims, searchers believe, are encased in the concrete rubble underwater, not safe for divers to reach those bodies. So now this moves to a salvage operation to clear debris from the water.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. The NTSB boarded the ship today to recover information from its electronics and interviewed the captain and crew members. Chair Jennifer Homendy says the ship was carrying chemicals and other items that ended up in the river.
Mostly corrosives, flammables, and some miscellaneous hazardous materials, class 9 hazardous materials, which would include lithium ion batteries.
23 people, including two pilots, were on board the ship when it crashed into one of the bridge's supports. Former Connecticut Senator and 2000 vice presidential candidate Joe Lieberman has died from complications after a fall in New York City during the 2000 campaign. Lieberman debated Dick Cheney talking energy conservation.
Now the choice to me is clear. We've got to develop fuel cells, alternative energy. We've got to encourage people to conserve and to be efficient.
Lieberman became an independent in 2006 and was on the shortlist to be Republican John McCain's running mate in 2008. Al Gore, in a statement, said it was an honor to stand side by side with him on the campaign trail. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A man who was held briefly by police following the deadly shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl rally is suing a member of Congress.
A lawsuit filed by Denton Lattermill Jr. says when gunfire erupted in Kansas City last month, he froze in the middle of the chaos. Police say Lattermill was moving too slow and they handcuffed him. Ultimately, Lattermill was told he was free to go. But Republican Congressman Tim Burchett posted on X a picture of Lattermill, saying one of the Kansas City Chiefs victory parade shooters has been identified as an illegal alien. Lattermill was not charged and has family with long roots in the Olathe, Kansas community. He's looking for more than $75,000 in damages from Burchett. Burchett's office isn't commenting. Jill Nato, Fox News.
A defamation lawsuit against a popular streaming platform moves forward.
Netflix lost a bid to stop a lawsuit from a former friend of con artist Anna Sorokin over the Shonda Rhimes miniseries Inventing Anna. Netflix had argued that Rhimes and the other show creators have a literary license to give their interpretation of events, but Chief Judge Colm Connolly found that at least some of the characterizations in the show could cross the line into defamation. The plaintiff was depicted as abandoning Sorokin in Morocco and ultimately betraying her to the authorities, claiming 16 separate sets of statements in the series that falsely portray her as snobbish, unethical, and greedy. Sorokin pretended to be a German heiress and was ultimately convicted of larceny and theft. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
First Lady Jill Biden has written a children's picture book about her cat, Willow. The White House cat tells the story of how the short-haired tabby ended up at the White House. Aides have said the cat impressed the First Lady after it jumped on stage as she was speaking at a Pennsylvania farm during the 2020 presidential campaign. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.